Stations, you are coming up on 30 seconds until airtime. On my mark, 30 seconds until airtime. Mark, 30 seconds, stations. Your next and final time cue will be with 15 seconds until airtime. Studios, please start your archive recording. Coming up on 15 seconds until airtime, mark, 15 seconds, stations. Have fun.
The following is a presentation of IMG, America's home for college sports. Live from the legendary Catfish Hole in Fayetteville, you're on the air with Chad Morris, presented by Lindsay and West Rock Coffee. Your chance to talk to the head coach of the Hogs begins now on the Razorback Sports Network from IMG. On the Air with Chad Morris is brought to you by Lindsay. Lindsay is number one in apartments, golf, and real estate. West Rock Coffee, the official coffee of the Razorbacks, roasted right here in Arkansas. Find West Rock locally, online, and proudly served in Razorback Stadium. First Security Bank. What's your better? Get there with First Security. By your Arkansas Ford dealers, the Ford F-150 is the official truck of the Razorbacks, built Ford tough. By Pepsi, all for the Hogs. Petty Jean Meats, proud to be the official ham and bacon of the Razorbacks. Taste the difference with Petty Jean Meats. By Shelter Insurance. Shelter is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Arkansas-Missouri Battle Line Rivalry football game. For your auto, home, and life, we're your shield. We're your shelter. Northwest Health Physician Specialty Hospital. Go where the Razorbacks go. By the Arkansas Attorney General's Office. For consumer tips, go to arkansasag.gov. CenterPoint Energy. Proud supporter of Razorback Athletics. Always there. And by the legendary Catfish Hole Restaurants. Proudly serving the best fish, chicken tenders, and hush puppies anywhere in Arkansas. Now, let's talk Arkansas football. Alongside head coach Chad Morris, here's your host, the voice of the Razorbacks, Chuck Barrett.
All right. We're glad you're here. Welcome to the Catfish Hole in Fayetteville. Welcome to On the Air with Chad Morris. And let's welcome in the head coach of the Razorbacks, everybody, so we get started tonight. Glad everybody's here. Welcome those of you inside the Catfish Hole. We welcome those of you following us along the Razorback Sports Network tonight. And, Coach, I'll just begin like this. I think a lot of people, despite the fact they were disappointed in the way the game ended up, came out of Auburn thinking, well, there's been improvement. There's something to build on there. And kind of give us a sense of how the week's gone in the aftermath of that.
Well, you know, first of all, you know, make no mistake. There's no such thing as moral victories in this program. No one's accepting losing by no stretch of the imagination. But, you know, as we go into this, you look at the effort. You look at the fight. You look at did we improve in different areas of this football team? And there's no doubt about that. The guys continue to compete. They continue to battle against a very good football team. And I definitely thought that defensively that was our most complete game that we've played to this point this year. A lot of great things. You know, three straight opponents of holding them from under 100 yards rushing. So there's a lot to build on. And I thought offensively we showed some signs of improvement. We still got a lot of work to do on all phases. But these guys continue to fight. They continue to battle. And I think Ty Story showed just his toughness. And you can look at his jersey after the game and realize this guy was hit. And he was hit too often. But he kept getting back up and kept battling. And that showed a lot of the fight that this team has. And being around them the last few weeks, I mean, we had another great day of practice. They continue to come to work, and they continue to work to get better. And that's what I shared with them is just let's focus on the process of us getting better. And that's the only thing that we can control right now. Obviously, we got a lot of things we got to improve. You know, we can't allow an opponent to snap the ball 33 times in the first half and 23 of those to be inside our own 50-yard line. It's really tough on everybody when that happens. But there's a lot of good out of it. We're going to continue to build, and these guys are going to continue to get better.
Coach mentioned Ty Story's name. He's going to be here in just a little bit, and so is defensive lineman T.J. Smith. They're going to be our player guest tonight. You're talking about the defense. I wrote down a couple of notes. 9 tackles for loss in the ball game. That's a sign that you're winning at the line of scrimmage.
Well, and when you look at, especially an offense of that caliber, I mean, they've been extremely explosive for and hang their hat on the run game. And, you know, when you look and the last drive of the game, we gave up 8 plays, 72 yards. And outside of that, they were held with under 200 yards all night long. And, again, that's credit to Coach Chavis and our defensive staff and the players. Obviously getting Randy Ramsey back for the second game and his interaction, I thought he was definitely was much improved from the first week he was in there against North Texas. And then obviously Dre Greenlaw coming back and really just kind of developed that continuity. And you know, when you look at that side of the ball, there's a lot of leaders on that side of the ball that just continue to keep pushing and keep fighting. And we'll continue to build off that in all phases.
You shuffled a little bit on the offensive line. You started Clary at center, moved Froholt over to guard. Is that something you'd like to continue to do?
It is. It's our best matchup, our best lineup. And we have been working that now for a few weeks. We were just waiting on Colton to come back and come back fully healthy. And Colton, I think he had 50-something snaps the other night, and he'll continue to get better. But by us moving Froholt to that left guard and Ty in there at center, it helped. Now, we still got a lot of stuff we got to clean up, but it definitely – I thought we ran the ball much more efficient and effective.
Devoy took a pretty good lick, but Rakeem Boyd came in and really filled in nicely, didn't he?
He did. And Rakeem is a young man that got with us in August. And we knew that it was going to take him a while to get into playing shape. And I think you've seen that over the last few weeks. He's gotten a little bit better every week. And then last week, to watch his performance at Auburn and definitely shown the big play capabilities that he's capable of. And, you know, his best is still ahead of him. We still have, you know, Rakeem is just a sophomore.
Every game's important. Looking ahead, not just to this weekend, but beyond that. Every game's certainly important. But this one does have a special meaning. You're going into Texas, where you're from, where you recruit. It's an important weekend, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And make no mistake about it, you know, we've been so close for the last few years. And you know, to lose the games that have been lost in overtime and just right there at the end of the game. And these players have felt it. These players have been a part of that. And to know that they've been so close – but yet to take the growing opportunities that we've had over the last few weeks and continue to build and continue to get better, and their attitude is incredible. They keep coming to work every day, and that's what we ask them to do. And they're getting their absolute best every day out there. And to know that we get to go down there for an opportunity in a place that heavily recruited. Our fan base is incredible there, and to be able to go into that state and to play for something. You know, this is part of our vision, is to play for the Southwest Trophy, and that's something that we put on our wall, and we got an opportunity to be able to go and do this week.
You know, for John Chavis, for Chief, it's a big ball game for him too, I would think, and he goes into this game, fortunately for him, at a time when his defense is playing pretty well.
Well, you know, every game's a big game for coaches, and you know, when you look at it that way, but to know that the relationships that Coach Chavis and Coach Cooper have had at the other school is definitely, I mean, you know, there's probably going to be a little bit of extra added to it, but you know, these guys are going to perform. We're going to do what we do, and that's what we focus on. We got to focus on the Arkansas Razorbacks and just getting better this week.
All right, let me mention a couple of things here. Razorbacks have the top rushing defense in the SEC. I don't know how many of you knew that. Coach was talking a minute ago about how they've held the last three opponents to under 100 yards rushing. Are you able to rotate the guys the way you want to now on that defensive front? It looks like you've been able to go obviously beyond just your starters.
I think, Chuck, what you're seeing is everyone now, it's taken us to this point to find what their roles are. Everybody has a role. And to be able to see the rotation we have, we felt like coming into this year that we knew we had some depth in our D-line, but it was going to figure out how was it going to develop and what was the role of each one going to take. And I definitely think that you're seeing that now.
All right. That's how we start, folks. Now, when we get to the next segment, I want you to look at your tables. I want you to see these Ask the Coach from Academy Sports. Fill those out, if you would. Bring those up during the break. We're going to get to the Ask the Coach segment when we come back. Ty Story is going to be here. T.J. Smith is going to be here. We got a lot more to do. On the Air with Chad Morris, brought to you by Lindsay and Westrock Coffee, and we're back in a moment on the Razorback Sports Network from IMG.
Life is better with football. And with First Security, we have the resources and the know-how to tackle your needs, plus a local team you can count on, so you're making better plays because First Security is making better happen during this season and every season. What's your better? Get there with us. Stop by your local First Security banking center or visit us online at fsbank.com today. First Security. Bank better. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hey there, ESPN's Neil Everett here telling you how to win big. Score a trip to NYC or a Nissan Titan. Go to NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes. Build your Titan, choose your school colors, then register for your chance to win today.
Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. No purchase necessary. Ends 11-10-18. Open to legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. 18 and older. To enter in for official rules, visit NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes.
Is it still the same?
I just can't get her fever to break.
Every emergency that involves a child is a big deal. That's why Arkansas Children's Northwest offers the only pediatric emergency room in Northwest Arkansas. Fast access, pediatric experts, and kid-sized care 24 hours a day.
Thanks, Arkansas Children's Northwest, for being there when we needed it most. Arkansas Children's Northwest, across from Arvest Ballpark in Springdale.
On the Air with Chad Morris, presented by Lindsay and Westrock Coffee, continues after this word from your local stations. This is the Razorback Sports Network from IMG.
Folks, we welcome you back to On the Air with Chad Morris. We are live at the Catfish Hole in Fayetteville. We got a lot of questions here for our Ask the Coach segment. Coach, before I get into the ones from the audience, we got a lot of them in from Twitter this week. Now, I'm going to ask a couple of them right off the bat, and then we'll get to the audience questions. First one that came in this week was about Derek Munson. Wants to know if we'll see him some more.
We will. Yeah, Derek has played himself into more playing time. He's done a good job. I think you saw him being very effective last Saturday. And very, very much, I think he had a couple tackles for loss, matter of fact. So we're proud of Derek.
Had another one. How do you decide which position groups will start on offense?
Well, a lot of it is performance through the course of the week in practice. And one thing we always talk to our players about is you don't earn playing time on game day. You earn playing time through the progress of how you prepare through the course of the week and at practice.
Where's David? Is this your question, David? All right, go ahead.
Coach David from Fayetteville. Used to be when you went out of state, you couldn't recruit at the games. But with this being a neutral game, I've heard they've changed the rules just a little bit. Could you explain that, and are we able to bring kids to the game? How does that work now?
Well, each year, that's a great question. Each year, whoever the home team is allowed to give recruits tickets. But because it being a neutral site off your campus, you cannot have any contact with the recruits there at AT&T. Yep, you cannot. Neither side could have any contact at all.
All right, Coach, over here to your left.
Hi, Coach. Marty from Fayetteville.
Yes, ma'am.
Todd Graham spoke at Touchdown Club not too long ago and talked about taking over a new team and a new situation. And I'm wondering how much our first win in the SEC is going to help on buy-in from the team.
Well, I think when you look at our team in general, obviously winning helps everything, you know, and so, but I think when you look at our team and you look at the progress that these guys have made, and you know, you can only speak if you were in that locker room after the game. And what I've seen, especially this past Saturday, there was a lot of emotions in that locker room. There was a lot of tears shed. There were players hugging coaches hugging players hugging players. There was a lot of emotion. And, you know, as a coach, you go in there in that locker room and you're looking for the right thing to say. And when you see that, you understand right now that, hey, they care. They care about what's going on. They care about the performance that's put on that field. And with that, the growth happens. And these guys are buying in. They have bought in. But it is a process. It truly is a process. And sometimes you have to go through some tough times to really come together. And I've said it before, and no one likes to go through the hard times. Nobody does. But that's something that we're going through. But I do know this. Winning helps everything, but the one thing we can control is how we approach every day. And if we continue to approach every day the right way, and that's getting better, and that's coming out with a great attitude, as our guys do phenomenal every day, the winning will take care of itself. And that's been my focus to our players, is let's focus on the process of what can we control, and that's our ability to just get a little better every day.
All right, Coach, we're going to stay over here to your left.
Hi, Coach. This is Joanne.
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to ask you, how do you decide who plays on special teams?
Well, you know, a lot on special teams. And, yeah, you know, one of the things, let's just address special teams right off since you asked the question there. We'll just talk about special teams and just the disappointment in the way that we performed last week. And, you know, when you look at it, special teams is about the depth, and you've got guys that are playing upwards to 70 snaps a game, and they're running somewhere anywhere from about 5,000 yards to 6,000 yards in a game. And so you try to spell some of those guys at times, and you do it with guys that you travel. That's why we can travel 70 players to away games. And when you do that, you know, you got to make sure that those fundamentals of those young men that are not, maybe not starters on offense, starters on defense, can hold up under pressure. And so that's kind of the way we work this, is we want to put our starters out there. But through the course of the games, an injury happens, a guy's playing a lot of reps, he just came off the field, we'll slide a guy in there that may be a backup. And so, but we've got to do a better job in all areas and all phases to making sure that our fundamentals hold up under pressure, whether you're a starter or whether you're a backup.
Coach, we've got another question off Twitter. Ask about Dijon Harris. Wants to know if he's playing at a lighter weight this year and if you think that's helped him.
I think it has. I think you see his explosiveness. His ability to get off blocks has really helped him out.
All right, we've got a question from Tyler. Where's Tyler at? Tyler, raise your hand. Right where I left a minute ago. I should have stayed put. All right, Tyler, it's your turn.
Thank you. Hey, Chad. So I know this isn't a football question necessarily, but I always like to ask it. Since coming to Fayetteville, moving to Arkansas, what has kind of been the biggest surprise in Arkansas? Favorite thing about it so far?
Well, I don't know so much about a surprise. I knew that the passion level of our fan base is incredible, and I knew that coming in. But just as I've been here since December, to understand just the love of the Hogs that travels throughout, not just our state, but all over the country, and you know, to know that they hurt just like we hurt. When things aren't going good, they hurt, and we feel their pain, and we have pain with them. And so I don't know if that's not a surprise, but you love the fan base and truly love the fact that when we do get this thing going, and it's coming a whole lot quicker than we can imagine, that just the feel and the love of the Hogs, and just to see everybody come together, that's really what I'm excited about.
All right, Coach, right here to your right.
How do you keep your players focused when playing on a road game?
Yeah, how do we keep our guys focused on playing on a road game? Well, I think a lot of it is how we do our Friday meetings, and we'll do everything here at the hotel or at the stadium before we load the bus. And when we get there, you got to keep them involved, and we'll come in and whether we go to chapel, whether we go to dinner, and then they'll have a quick little 30-minute. We call OD signal meeting or a script tape meeting, and get them back to their rooms. And probably, the biggest thing I would say is try to keep them on a schedule, but also let them have some time away from football. And it's not much. Maybe it's an hour or so or 2 hours before they go to bed that they get to just debrief and get away from football.
All right. Coach, players are here. We're going to take a quick break. We appreciate all the questions. We're going to get to Ty and TJ after the break, so stay with us. On the Air with Chad Morris returns in just a moment on the Razorback Sports Network from IMG.
You're listening to On the Air with Chad Morris. Fans, don't forget the Battle Line rivalry continues November 23rd on Black Friday in Columbia. Your Arkansas Razorbacks versus the Mizzou Tigers. With Mizzou leading the series 3-1, round 5 is sure to rock the gridiron and heat up the border. And it's all being presented by Shelter Insurance. We're back at the Catfish Hole after this timeout on the Razorback Sports Network from IMG.
Roll out, roll out. Every day the unstoppable, do the impossible. We the undeniable, royalty indefinable.
Ford knows that your vehicle is a reflection of you. So they design beautifully innovative, stylish cars like the Explorer, Escape, and Fusion to make your journey safer, smarter, and more dynamic. Ford. Born to roll.
Roll on, sister, roll on, roll on.
Learn more at IamBornToRoll.com.
I'm Attorney General Leslie Rutledge. I want to protect Arkansans from scams, fraud, and ID theft. This is the Rutledge Report.
Arkansans should pay close attention to details when buying a pre-owned vehicle. Test drive the vehicle, get a mechanic of your choice to inspect it, and inquire about prior damage and repair history. For assistance navigating the Arkansas Lemon Law, contact the Attorney General's office.
This is Attorney General Leslie Rutledge. For more consumer tips, go to ArkansasAG.gov or follow us on Facebook or Twitter.
Hog fans are loyal, and Domino's rewards loyalty with free pizza. Now Domino's has made it easier than ever for loyal friends like you to score free pizza when you order online, in-store, or by phone. Start earning points for your free pizza any way you order today. That's any way you order, online, in-store, or by phone. Sign up for Piece of the Pie Rewards online at dominoes.com/rewards. Open only to U.S. residents 13 and older with a pizza profile account. Only one order of $10 or more per day earns points. Points must be redeemed online.
It's time for a word from your local station. This is On the Air with Chad Morris, presented by Lindsay and Westrock Coffee on the Razorback Sports Network from IMG.
All right, folks, we welcome you back. We are on the air with Chad Morris. We're live at the Catfish Show in Fayetteville. Hey, let's welcome in Ty Story and TJ Smith, everybody. And let's welcome in Razorback great Quinn Grovey as well. We got the old number 4 and the new number 4 in the under the same roof tonight. Ty, Talk to us about your performance. Talk to us about you know, how you felt in the ball game and how you felt coming out of that ball game and coming into this week.
Yeah, I mean, we felt good. We were definitely moving the ball on them, and they were doing exactly what we thought. The coaches did a great job preparing us, but obviously we got to put up more points, and I think that's been an emphasis this week, and trying to continue to build on red zone offense and obviously not shooting ourselves in the foot and driving the ball.
You looked a lot more comfortable last Saturday night. Did it help that you knew the first of the week, hey, I'm going to be the guy?
A little bit. Just knowing, going in and not knowing those guys have my back and just having those guys around me. I mean, it's really a comfortable feeling. And just the way the coaches prepared us, man, it was really good just going into the game knowing.
Now, TJ, we've been talking about the defense. We've been talking about how good you've been against the run. Tell us what the keys are for a defensive line. If a defense is going to be good against the run, what do the defensive linemen have to do?
I believe first it starts with pride. You got to have pride in stopping the run. And I feel in our front seven, we take pride in stopping the run. Not only, you know, do we have a great supporting cast of other defensive linemen and, you know, linebackers. We just got players all over the field that help. You know, help each other stop the run, and it helps.
Did you guys get the sense early in the game on Saturday night that Auburn was going to have a hard time run blocking you?
You know, we came into the game with the mindset of, you know, they're not going to run the ball today. And, you know, throughout the game, you know, you don't really notice the same things you guys see on TV, you know, while you're playing. But, you know, throughout the game, we realized they were having a tough time, and we wanted to keep at it. So, yeah.
All right Quinn.
Now, TJ, one of the things was, I mean, the intensity of the defense was evident. I mean, the way you guys came out, played with a lot of fire. You know, what was the difference? I mean, what got you guys so amped up to play against Auburn?
I feel like we go in every game, you know, amped up, ready to play. You know, Auburn's always known to have a very physical front. And, you know, we want to stop them. Every guy in our locker room, there was nobody that wanted to step down. You know, everybody wanted to stop them. And, you know, like I said, we take pride in stopping the run. We, you know, that's a stat that you see, you know, on that scoreboard. And, you know, we love keeping it low.
Now, Ty, it's great to see number four back out there. There's no doubt about that. It's great to see number four back out there. But
appreciate that.
You know, but I mean, you played your guts out, man. I mean, I was watching you as you walked off the field. And your jersey was completely a different color than everybody else. I mean, you took a lot of shots and you just hung in there. I mean, just talk about your mentality of getting that opportunity and just fighting through with your teammates.
Yeah, man, I mean, that's what it's got to be. I mean, it's SEC play now, so we know they're going to be physical. And our O-line, everybody's doing the best they can right now. So we're going to continue to keep getting better. And if that's what it takes, that's what it takes. I mean, we got to go and win some ball games. That's what we're here to do.
Now, we talked about a lot of the positives. Coach talked about the positives from an offensive standpoint. You know, and what did you see and what did you feel? I mean, you're going through – I mean, that's a tough start on the road at a tough environment. And, I mean, you guys had some success. So what were some of the positives that you saw?
We felt good. The mentality on the sidelines was really, really good, I thought. I mean, our guys were loose, and we knew what we were seeing, and we were going out and executing. There were just a couple things, looking back on the film, I mean, we could have done and really put up some points, but it's—I mean—that's football. So we got—that's what we're back to doing. I mean, this week's been, like I've been saying, it's been—we're trying to get red zone offense, trying to not shoot ourselves in the foot. So that's something we've been focused on, and we're definitely—I think we're ready.
Now, TJ, we've already talked about the fact that this is the Arkansas Razorbacks hold the number one run defense in the SEC, which is a great deal. And when you look at that defensive front, I mean, there are a lot of great players on that defensive front, and you guys are able to make a lot of plays and. Man, I see you causing problems all the time. I mean, pushing people back. I mean, just doing a lot of things. Just talk about your defensive front teammates and how you guys are really coming together.
You know, before I talk about the guys on the field, I got to mention we have a great defensive coordinator who calls great plays and puts us in great situations. And then also we have great defensive line coaches that, you know, also put us in great positions. And then when you look at, you know, the guys that I get to play beside, man, like, it makes me smile. Especially, you know, when Randy Ramsey came back, yeah. I was the happiest guy in the world. And then you got Sosa on the other side, you got Armand, and, man, he's been playing great ball. And so, you know, it's awesome to play with those guys up front. And don't get me started on the linebackers.
Yeah.
You know, with Scooter and Dre.
Yeah.
Man, those guys are awesome to be with.
Yeah, when you think about it, I mean, it's great. I mean, you get Randy Ramsey back, and it's great to get Dre back. Getting Dre back and having Scooter behind you, I mean, how does that really help you from a defensive line standpoint?
As a defensive tackle, having great linebackers behind you makes you feel way more confident. They're almost like erasers. You know, if you make a mistake, they're gonna cover it up for you. Yeah. Nobody's gonna know. They give you a lot of confidence when you put your hand in the ground. Yeah.
Now, Ty, you named the starter. I mean, when I was named the starter, I was really nervous, and I was just like, wow, I'm the quarterback at the University of Arkansas. I mean, that's an awesome experience, and that's really something awesome. How did you feel when Coach told you were gonna be the guy?
I mean, it's a huge honor. Just growing up a Razorback fan, this is what I wanted to be my whole life. So just to be able to do this and know this is one opportunity, so we got to give it all we got. And knowing the guys around me and knowing the coaches we have, I'm really comfortable with it.
Now, we got A&M coming up, and just so offensively and defensively, we'll do both of those. So, TJ, just talk a little bit about, A&M and what kind of problems they may cause, what you see on film and, the things that they may cause problems with.
Obviously, they have a very explosive offense. They're a team that can put up a lot of points, that can, give you a lot of yards, very explosive quarterback, throwing it or running it. Running back-wise, extremely explosive running back. Really good O-line when it comes to the run game. They've given a lot up in the passing game, but they played against a lot of really good fronts. But all week we've been working on, stopping that run, containing the QB run game. Just holding those guys, under what they've been putting up as far as rushing and passing. Yeah.
Now, Ty, what do you see from A&M's defense that could cause some problems?
Yeah, I mean, they're always really talented, especially up front. The front seven, they're really talented. I mean, it's SEC play; they're all going to be really talented now. So, and especially they do a lot of weird looks on third down and bring a lot of stuff. And just being able to get ready for that and knowing the different pressures they're going to bring, that's definitely been the biggest struggle this week. But I feel really comfortable in our plan. Yeah.
Now, one thing before we get into a break, I know that we're getting ready to go to a break, but every week we've talked about, student-athletes being on the honor roll and graduating. Both of these guys have just been on the honor roll for multiple times. So let's give those guys a round of applause.
All right, guys, stay put. Ty Story, TJ Smith, back with more in just a moment on the Razorback Sports Network from IMG.
This is the Pepsi that's got a date with your taste buds. We're talking a two-step with you and two tacos at 2 a.m.
Order number 83. Come on, you're up.
This is the Pepsi that has mastered the art of the late-night munchies and is always down to dig into some deep dish. This is the Pepsi for po' boys, pulled pork sliders, and the godfather of all sandwiches, the Godfather. This is the Pepsi for those who are forever fun. This is the Pepsi for every generation.
Getting off the injured list and back on the field is a goal. So when you're facing a sports-related injury like a sprain, fracture, break, or dislocation, bring it to Northwest Health Physician Specialty Hospital, the official medical provider of the Arkansas Razorbacks. We provide a range of treatment and services, including physical therapy and minimally invasive surgical procedures for your hip, knee, and shoulder. To learn more, visit northwesthealth.com. Northwest Health Physician Specialty Hospital is owned in part by physicians.
Stepping into the unknown, it can be difficult to find the way. But with the compassion of the cross and the security of the shield, obstacles become openings. As we have for more than 65 years, Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield will continue to light the way, using our knowledge to create new healthcare solutions, giving you the power to shine forward to whatever awaits tomorrow. Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Live fearless.
On the Air with Chad Morris, presented by Lindsay and Westrock Coffee, continues after this word from your local stations. This is the Razorback Sports Network from IMG.
We'll be right back. All right, folks, let's welcome back T.J. Smith and Ty Story. I want to ask both of you guys about this, and those who are not in the catfish hole don't see this, but during every break, the players, and tonight it's you guys, just get swarmed with kids and maybe kids that, you know, are old and still act like kids, and they want you to sign everything. And, T.J., I'm going to start with you. You're not a native Arkansan, but you see all this, and I mean people have adopted you. What's that like for you?
I think it's awesome. I think it's a family, you know, it's a bigger family than what you can even see, you know. I love the support. I love the fan base. It's awesome. Just the love that you guys show, it's great.
Ty, did you kind of have a feeling it might be like this for you when you decided to come here?
Oh, definitely. Growing up in the state, just knowing the fan base, knowing how great they are and how much they support us, it's really cool to see.
Now, you were, you know, I mean, you won a lot of games as a high school quarterback, and I know a lot of people were paying attention to you. I thought it was, I'd made note a minute ago, you said this is where I wanted to be all, you know, all my life. When the others come recruiting, but you really in your heart of hearts know what you want to do, how'd you kind of handle all that?
I mean, at the time, you kind of have to play it out and make sure everything fits, but definitely at the, and deep inside, I knew this is where I wanted to be, and being able to turn down some great programs, it was really cool. Just an honor to be able to get recruited by all those guys. But, I mean, how could you turn this down, man? This is awesome here.
T.J., I want to ask you about coming a long way from home to play football. Number one, what attracted you to Arkansas, and has it been everything you thought it would be?
What attracted me was, you know, it seemed, you know, the city wasn't you know, city of Fayetteville wasn't too big. It wasn't too small. And I feel like it fit me perfectly. Everything was, very family-oriented. And I just loved the fan base and, you know, everything about this place I love. It definitely felt like home, and it still feels like home. I love everything about this place.
Go ahead, Quinn.
Now, Ty, one of the things that I learned whenever I became the quarterback here is that you've got to have a great support system. I mean, there are going to be some highs and there are going to be some lows, and sometimes you just got to be able to pick up that phone and call somebody. Who is that person for you? It was my brother Trent that I could call, and he could just talk me down, or he would cut me down whenever my head got too big. So who is that for you?
It's probably my grandpa. I give him a call every Monday we get off, so I definitely call back to my grandpa every Monday. And just how calm he is, and about no matter what's happening, if you're – the starter, whatever's going on in your life, just be able to talk to him. And he was an old football coach too, so he obviously puts in his two cents about that. So it's really cool just to call him and be able to talk to him.
T.J., I mean, you're not the quarterback, but who motivates you, and who is that sounding board for you?
Definitely my dad. He what's crazy is every game I'll be out there playing, and he'll text me throughout the game like he's right there on the sidelines talking to me. And I'll get my phone after the game and look at it. That's the first thing I want to look at. And it'll be good tackle here, or push a little harder here, do the, you know. And what's crazy is my dad, he's never played football, doesn't know a lot about football, but you know, he but I guess he thinks he gives the best coaching advice. It's pretty good advice though.
So let's talk a little bit about your coach, Joe Craddock. I mean, he's a guy that is, you know, very fundamentally sound. He understands offensive football. And how has he helped you grow learning this offense?
Yeah, what's cool about Coach Craddock is obviously he knows his X's and O's. He knows his techniques, everything like that. But his mentality and just how he approaches things. In the game, when you talk to him, he's as calm as anyone. It's not like you're in the middle of a war or anything. It's, hey, let's calm down. Like, what are you seeing? Just being able to talk out what's going on in front of us, it's been really cool to see that, his approach to that.
Yeah. And T.J., what about John Scott?
Man, he's awesome. I love him to death. And, you know, being working with him for so long, we have a great feel for each other. He can look at me and see how I'm playing and know that in two plays, I need to be taken out. you know, in meetings, meetings are great with him. You know, he's a great teacher. That's one thing that makes a great coach is being a great teacher, and he is that. He's just a great guy to be around.
Guys, before we wrap it up, I want to go back to Quinn was talking prior to the first break about mixing football and academics and being on the honor roll. T.J., I want to start with you. Talk a little bit about, number one, how you balance it, but the people that help you balance it, because there's a lot of support staff there that helps all of you. And talk, if you would, about that.
That's the most important, the help that's there. You know, being able to get a tutor, you know, a tutor session whenever you want it, having JL and Julian there, you know, to help you out. Those people, that, you know, they make it so much easier on you because you have so much help and so many resources.
What about you, Ty?
I mean, yeah, kind of piggybacking off that, all the support they give us, and then also the Jones Center. I mean, that's one of the best facilities I've ever seen going around everywhere. So just being able to go over there and your food's right there, then you can go right across the hall and all your tutors, everything you need is right there. So it's a really cool setup.
Well, guys, we appreciate you being here tonight. Both of you did a terrific job. Folks, let's hear it for Ty Story and TJ Smith. Great job, guys. Quick break. Back with more in a moment on the Razorback Sports Network from IMG.
You're listening to On the Air with Chad Morris. Fans, don't forget the Battle Line rivalry continues November 23rd on Black Friday in Columbia. Your Arkansas Razorbacks versus the Mizzou Tigers. With Mizzou leading the series 3-1, Round 5 is sure to rock the gridiron and heat up the border. And it's all being presented by Shelter Insurance. We're back at the Catfish Hole after this timeout on the Razorback Sports Network from IMG.
It's football season in Arkansas. Tailgating with your friends and family, you want the best meat on your grill. Pettigene Meat makes the best hot dogs. The Pettigene Griller or the all-beef Frank will score big time.
Oh, you want to complete that tailgate meal? Pettigene Meats has the hickory smoked Arkansas sausage, hot links, and Polish sausage. Oh, the best hickory smoked bacon around. Pettigene Meats, and taste the difference. It's the official bacon and ham of the Arkansas Razorbacks.
Life is better with football and with First Security. We have the resources and the know-how to tackle your needs, plus a local team you can count on. So you're making better plays because First Security is making better happen during this season and every season. What's your better? Get there with us. Stop by your local First Security Banking Center or visit us online at fsbank.com today. First Security. Bank better. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Razorback fans, be a go-getter. Earn a degree from the University of Arkansas, no matter where you live. Study online, pay in-state tuition, and take your career to the next level. Apply now. Go to online.uark.edu to find a program that's right for you. The University of Arkansas online at online.uark.edu. For the go-getters.
It's time for a word from your local station. This is On the Air with Chad Morris, presented by Lindsay and Westrock Coffee on the Razorback Sports Network from IMG.
We welcome you back. We are on the air with Chad Morris. We're live at the Catfish Hole in Fayetteville. Thanks again to Ty Story and TJ Smith doing a little trivia here during the timeout. For those of you listening on the radio, I know people know the answer to this question. 86, Arkansas beats A&M 14-10 in Little Rock. Comes down to a fourth down pass right at the end of the game, going toward Markham Street. A&M's quarterback throws the pass. Our guy breaks it up. Game over. Who threw the pass? Who broke it up? There's people screaming into the radio right now across Arkansas, Coach. Let's talk about these two guys that were just up here. Ty Story, T.J. Smith, just great, great ambassadors for your program, number one.
You know, again, this is week after week. These guys come up here and do a phenomenal job of selling our program and selling what we're about. And these two guys right here did a great job. T.J., obviously, just a hard worker, a guy that comes to work every day and exemplifies everything that you want in a player. And same way with Ty. You know, Ty is in we have our offensive staff room, and we're always in, and we're in there game planning. And, you know, Ty's in there just as much as all the coaches are, and it's constant. He's in there asking questions. He's in there listening to the coaches as they talk. Just obviously a student of the game, and just his preparation is second to none.
You were talking about T.J. Smith there, and he's kind of like – a lot of guys that play football, you know, we tend to focus on, as fans, a handful of players. But the vast majority of guys are coming in, they bring their lunch pail, so to speak, and they just go to work every day.
They just exemplify what you want your program to be about, just hard working, get up every day, and just try to get better. And that's what these guys do, and that's what they've done, and that's why they've been successful and will continue to be successful.
When you go out and you look for we'll just start with a defensive lineman. When you go out and you're making that evaluation, Coach, we got this guy and you got to make the call, what are the things you look at?
Well, a couple of things. One, do they play multiple sports? You know, especially a D lineman, a guy that plays multiple sports is very valuable, you know. And in particular, does he play basketball? I always love defensive linemen that play basketball because you know that they can move and they can adjust and adapt and run up and down the court. And then really the next thing you do is when they get on that field, you know, do they draw double teams? And if you do, then that's a good thing. And you don't want guys that they're getting is single blocked all the time. You want guys that are noticed, and these high school coaches are like, hey, we got to double that guy. And then can he get off a double team? And so and just his relentless pursuit, especially those guys up front, you got to have a relentless pursuit. Remember, you're getting hit every play. Every play you're getting hit in the face. And how do you respond after getting hit in the face every play? And do you still have that relentless pursuit late in the third and fourth quarter? And that's really what you look for in D linemen.
And in terms of a quarterback, there are lots of guys that have a lot of ability. Is there an intangible that separates the good ones from the rest of them?
Well, I think number one is toughness. You got to have toughness. And obviously we saw what Ty has done and did last week and continues to do. And you want a guy that's tough. You want a guy that's the even keel the whole time, no matter how high you get or how low you can get. You want a guy that stays even the whole time. And then when he steps on the field, do 10 other guys around him get better?
David asked a question earlier about recruiting and as it relates to a neutral site. And there are obviously some technicalities there and what you can and can't do. But it's a very visible ball game, and it's an area, as we kind of touched on a little bit earlier, that you recruit in. And it's important to be visible. It's important to put your best foot forward down there.
Well, when you go into the state of Texas and there's 2,700 high schools in that state, and they know that they understand that the ball game that's going to be in Dallas, Texas this Saturday, there's a lot of people that are going to be tuning into that ball game, and there's a lot of recruits out there across that state and our state here in Arkansas and that are going to be tuned into that game. And this is a opportunity for us to play on another large platform to continue to build our program.
You know, it's interesting. We've talked to a lot of our players over the years about playing in that stadium, and obviously you're going to be coaching in that stadium. Texas high school football, though, if you're at the Pinnacle, you've really already been in that stadium, haven't you?
You have. You know, they play their state championship games. A lot of them start in late November, and they'll play their six playoff games. There's always a game in there starting late November, and they got 6 weeks of playoffs, and then, you know, finish it up with a state championship game the Saturday before Christmas. I've never coached in that game, and I've been in that stadium and watched games, but I've never coached. I've coached several times in the old one, but not the new one. So I'm excited about this and being a part of it.
All right, folks, quick break. Back with more in just a moment on the Razorback Sports Network from IMG.
When it comes to heating my home, my water, cooking meals, or drying clothes, nothing beats natural gas from CenterPoint Energy. It's my most affordable option. It costs less to use than most other energy sources, and it's easier on the environment. So if you already have natural gas, keep it. But if you're replacing an appliance, choose it.
At CenterPoint Energy, we're investing in infrastructure to help bring comfort and savings to you. To learn more, visit centerpointenergy.com/naturalgasbenefits. CenterPoint Energy.
always there.
Proud partner of the Arkansas Razorbacks.
It's here. The 2018 Ford F-150 XLT. The truck you've always wanted. Now with an offer you'd never expect. For a limited time, get a premium leather interior and a full spray-on or drop-in bed liner at no extra charge. The luxury you want with an offer you can't pass up. Hurry, this no-charge premium leather and liner offer ends soon. Catskin Premium Leather valued at $1,695. Bed liner $450 plus total package value of $2,145. See your Ford dealer for details.
Yarnell's is the official ice cream of the Arkansas Razorbacks, featuring flavors like Woo Pig Chewy, Hog Wild for Cookie Dough, Razor Tracks, and Hog Heaven. Yarnell's is also the official ice cream of Painting Your Face Red, wearing a plastic pig on your head, yelling suey at the top of your lungs, and hugging sweaty strangers because the Hogs won in overtime. We couldn't be prouder. Yarnell's, official ice cream of the Arkansas Razorbacks.
It's time for a word from your local station. This is On the Air with Chad Morris, presented by Lindsay and Westrock Coffee on the Razorback Sports Network from IMG.
On the Air with Chad Morris, presented by Lindsay and Westrock Coffee, continues after this word from your local stations. This is the Razorback Sports Network from IMG.
Back with a final wrap-up and look ahead. It's the last segment of tonight's show, presented by Exmark Professional Mowing Equipment. Trusted 2-to-1 by top landscape pros over the next best-selling brand of zero-turn mowers. Once again, here's Chuck Barrett.
All right, we're glad you're back. Final time tonight. We welcome you back to the Catfish Hole on the air with Chad Morris. 11 o'clock on Saturday. That means an 8 o'clock pregame along the Razorback Sports Network. Same thing for the following week against Alabama. You change your routine up when you play that early?
Well, you do. You know, you get into the hotel room a little bit earlier, and everything will kind of be bumped up, and so we want to try to have them back in their room, starting to get to rest around 7:30 that night, and just to kind of get away from it. And we'll get up early the next morning. We'll have a wake-up at 6:30, and we'll be downstairs at 6:50 to what we call a team wake-up. We'll have a lot of music going on. There'll be a lot of bouncing around, a lot of high energy, and it'll be ready to go.
For those who are traveling down, we were talking about high school football a minute ago in Texas. For those who may be going down, Friday night, Highland Park, your son's playing John Stevens Old School. There's big time high school football there.
Yeah, there's a lot of ball in the area, and And it is. They got an opportunity to play at home against a really good opponent. So they've been playing really well, and I know he's excited.
Your running back situation. You announced earlier today that Devoy's out. So how do you work it beyond that?
Well, I think, you know, obviously Rakeem, you know, is playing well. We get TJ back this week, and that's going to provide a spark for us. Chase Hayden is another one that's really getting back healthy, and so that's three really good combinations right there. Obviously, Malik will travel with us as well, so we feel good about these guys. I mean, that's as we talked early in the season. You know, one of the benefits of having the depth we had is if something happens like this.
You mentioned TJ's name. I know he had a contusion last week. You know, I can remember when he first got here. We were talking about Harris playing a little bit lighter earlier. TJ's a guy that's put on the good kind of way. When he first got here, I mean, they tossed him around like a rag doll, but it's not really happening that way anymore.
Well, he's weighing about 195 pounds right now, and he's playing well and excited about, you know, when you gain weight and you gain good weight, you don't want to lose your speed. And I think that's definitely been a tribute to TJ. His speed is his asset.
We've not talked a lot about A&M tonight. We've focused obviously more on the Razorbacks, but they do have a new coach. It's a little bit different A&M, and well, perhaps a lot different A&M in that respect. They do have that combo quarterback, though, the guy who can run and throw and do some things there. What kind of challenges does that present?
Well, a lot. You know, when you have a dual-threat guy like that, I've known Kellen since he was in high school, and he's gotten better every year since he's been in college. And it's really you could see him really kind of maturing into just a fine quarterback this year. And what they do with him, they really develop a lot of really good quarterback runs with him. And so he'll be a great challenge for our defense. I know they're up for it. They've got some weapons around him. And, you know, I know Ty talked a little bit about their defensive line. Another really strong front, extremely explosive and big in the depth that they have. So it'll be another great matchup.
You have to figure this one's going to be a really physical ball game up front, given the way traditionally Jimbo Fisher's teams have liked to play. I know you – as we saw on your lines of scrimmage last week, much more physical there. You kind of figure it's going to go that way again.
It will. It, you know, the game will be won in the trenches on both sides of the ball, and that's what you want. That's what's going to happen each week in this league, and you got to have the depth. You got to have guys that come out and execute and continue to their fundamentals to hold up under pressure, and that's what we're expecting. And we're excited about this opportunity we have.
Not your first time to travel, obviously, this year. There's a confidence that you got to have when you go on the road. Do you talk to your team about that as you travel?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, don't get on that bus if you hope to win. Get on the bus knowing you're going to go win. And that's our mindset. It will be every week that we step on a bus to go to a hotel. We only want the guys, the 70 guys that, without a doubt, and there's no doubt in their mind, we're going to get this thing done. And that's what we've had. And it comes through preparation. These guys have done a great job this week doing that.
All right, folks, let's hear it for Chad Morris one more time before we wrap it up. Got to get up early. Got to get your game face on early Saturday, 11 o'clock kick, 8 for the pregame, and we're right back here next week for more On the Air with Chad Morris.
You've been listening to On the Air with Chad Morris, presented by Lindsay and Westrock Coffee on the Razorback Sports Network from IMG. On the Air with Chad Morris has been sponsored by Lindsay. Lindsay is number one in apartments, golf, and real estate. Westrock Coffee, the official coffee of the Razorbacks, roasted right here in Arkansas. Find Westrock locally, online, and proudly served in Razorback Stadium. First Security Bank, what's your better? Get there with First Security. By your Arkansas Ford dealers, the Ford F-150 is the official truck of the Razorbacks, built Ford tough. By Pepsi, all for the Hogs. Pettijean Meats, proud to be the official ham and bacon of the Razorbacks. Taste the difference with Pettijean Meats. By Shelter Insurance. Shelter is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Arkansas-Missouri Battle Line Rivalry football game. For your auto, home, and life, we're your shield. We're your shelter. Northwest Health Physician Specialty Hospital. Go where the Razorbacks go. By the Arkansas Attorney General's Office. For consumer tips, go to arkansasag.gov. CenterPoint Energy. Proud supporter of Razorback Athletics. Always there. And by the legendary Catfish Hole Restaurants. Proudly serving the best fish, chicken tenders, and hush puppies anywhere in Arkansas. On the Air with Chad Morris has been an exclusive presentation of IMG, America's home for college sports.